And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of July, 2012. It's the birthday of Zelda Fitzgerald, born Zelda Sayer in Montgomery, Alabama, 1900, named for the gypsy heroine in the novel Zelda's Fortune, which was one of her mother's favorite books. She was the youngest of five children of an Alabama Supreme Court judge who she rebelled against. She snuck out at night, she smoked cigarettes, she bobbed her hair, and she wore a flesh-colored swimsuit so that people would imagine that she was swimming in the nude. She went off to dances and parties with officers from nearby Camp Sheridan. And it was there that she met a young officer named Scott Fitzgerald. They were both slight, they had blonde hair and light eyes. She wrote about him, he smelled like new goods. Being close to him with her face in the space between his ear and his collar was like being initiated into the subterranean reserves of a fine fabric store. Zelda Fitzgerald was a writer in her own right. She kept a journal, she wrote letters, and her husband borrowed from her ideas, sometimes copied writing from her verbatim. She once wrote a review of his book, The Beautiful and the Damned, in which she said, "In fact, Mr. Fitzgerald seems to believe that plagiarism begins at home." It's the birthday of the mystery novelist John D. MacDonald, born Sharon, Pennsylvania, 1916, famous for his novels such as The Deep Blue Goodbye and Nightmare in Pink, featuring Travis McGee, a beach bum detective who lives on a houseboat that he won in a poker game. John D. MacDonald, who said, "I am wary of a lot of things, such as time clocks, newspapers, mortgages, sermons, miracle fabrics, deodorants, pageants, progress, and manifest destiny." And it's the birthday of John Newton, born in London, 1725. He went to sea, became the captain of slave ships, carrying slaves between Africa and the sugar plantations of the West Indies. When he was 23, he had a spiritual conversion sailing back to England. He was almost drowned in a storm, but he prayed to God. The ship did not sink. And after that, he gave up drinking and gambling. He married the girl he loved. He was ordained as a minister. He gave up the slave trade entirely and became an abolitionist. He wrote a best-selling pamphlet, Thoughts Upon the Slave Trade, and about 20 years later, the slave trade was abolished in the British Empire. We know John Newton today as a writer of hymns, including this one, Amazing Grace, which is our poem for today. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace those fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine," wrote John Newton. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve what potential customers find online in search engines and review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.